The Song in My Heart, the story of men and their music, of composers who really had a song in their hearts. Spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. That was a hit of a few years ago. In fact, not only a big hit, but a most unusual one. It was written for a film starring Paulette Goddard and Fred McMurray, entitled Forest Rangers. Somehow or other, the producers of the film didn't think much of the song.
I see here that a recording company has made an application for a release of the song Jingle Jangle.
Why, the film won't be released for 6 months yet. And for the love of Mike, what do they want to make a disc of that song for?
Search me. I feel we should let them go ahead and record. After all, the song doesn't mean anything to a film.
Yeah, I agree. And Al, just you watch that number flop.
Well, we all know the rest of the story. Jingle Jangle didn't flop. Contrarywise, it went to the top and was in every hit parade months before the talkie was released. Which brings me to the part writer of this song, one Frank Lesser. The name is spelled L-O-E-S-S-E-R, but is pronounced Lesser. And the same Frank Lesser today is regarded as one of the smartest songwriters in the business. But you can take it from me, his rise wasn't a meteoric one. No, sir. He had to break into the profession the hard way. Even when he was a boy of 15, his father said to him,
Frank, my boy.
Yes, father?
When are you going to settle down a bit? You know, it's about time you were planning for a career of some description.
I know that, father. But all I want to do is write. Write words and poems and music.
Yeah, but listen, son. To be able to do those things, you must make a study of them. You know, you come of a talented musical family. Why, look at your brother, Arthur. He's accompanist to Mishailman, one of the world's greatest violinists.
And so he should be, father. Arthur's a fine pianist.
Yeah, but look how he worked to reach his position. Why, he practiced for 6 hours every day. And look at you. You don't practice at all. You play the piano by ear. And the mouth organ, too.
I won a competition on the harmonica, father.
Ah, that is not music.
Maybe Frank Lesser's father was right. But I wonder what his reaction to his son's efforts might have been if he had seen the royalty check he received on his hit of the early 40s, Dolores.
Kisses of Dolores. I, Dolores. Not Marie or Emily or Doris. Only my Dolores. From a balcony above me, she whispers, love me, and throws a rose. Ah, but she is twice as lovely as the rose she throws, I would die to be with my Dolores. Dolores. I was made to serenade Dolores. Chorus after chorus. Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, and lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine. I would die to be with my Dolores. I was made to serenade Dolores, chorus after chorus. Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, and lips like wine. Oh, what a break if I could make Dolores mine, oh mine.
Of course, that hit came along much later in his life. After his chat with his father, he took a newspaper job on the New York World, taking classified ads. 2 years later, he rated a paragraph in world-famous columnist Walter Winchell's Things I Never Knew Till Now. Winchell wrote, "Frank Lesser, who writes special ditties for vaudeville stars, is now editor of the newspaper Rochelle News, and he is only 18 years of age." Lesser often chuckles about that part these days.
A newspaper editor when I was 18. Boy, I got that job from 500 applicants. Mostly old ladies.
And it was much harder work than turning out a hit song years later for Dorothy L'Amour. That number happened to be Moon of Manacora.
Manacura.
Up to 1930, Frank Lesser really never got anywhere. And when the World Depression got underway, well, maybe we'll let Frank tell you in his own words.
The Depression? It flattened me. I lost every cent I had and finally finished up with a job screwing tops on bottles of insecticide.
Still, you can't keep a good man down. And a few years later, he got a contract with Universal Films to write for the talkies. For his first assignment, he was teamed up with Hoagy Carmichael. One night, he and Carmichael had spent 5 hours around a piano at his home and had got exactly nowhere.
What's the use, Hoagy? We don't seem to be getting any place.
You said it. There doesn't seem to be a solitary melody in that piano.
Well, not a single idea in our heads.
Could I get you some more coffee, boy?
If it isn't that wife of mine again.
Well, you look as though you need something to keep you awake. It's nearly 2 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe coffee wouldn't be a bad idea at that, Mrs. Lasseter.
I'll bring some in then. You're just two sleepy people.
Two sleepy people. Well, maybe she's... Wait on, Hoagy. Two sleepy people. That wouldn't make a bad title.
Two sleepy people. Let's give it a fly.
And so, just as simply as that, a new world hit was conceived.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in a cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people nothing to say, too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
My father didn't like you at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest
and get a bit of rest. Well,
just about the same,
hoggy little fella
and drowsy little dame.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Do you remember the nights we used to cuddle in the car, watching every last fading star?
Do you remember the doctor said your health was on the par?
And you, my little snooks, you were ruining your looks.
Well, here we are,
keeping up the pace,
letting each tomorrow
slap us in the face.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Lesser was to write other hits with Hoagy Carmichael, another being Small Fry, which incidentally we presented in the Carmichael episode of this program. In a recent New York interview, he was asked,
"Tell me, Mr. Lesser, at different times you have collaborated with many writers. Do you specialize in the lyrics or the music?"
"Well, they call me the ambidextrous songwriter. Sometimes I write the lyric, other times the music."
"But I've noticed that some of your newer hits have only one name on them, your own."
"That's correct. I find these days I'm happier writing a song completely, both words and music."
"Following the footsteps of Irving Berlin, eh?"
"Maybe. After all, Irving Berlin is a pattern for all songwriters to model their work on."
Which brings to mind that one of Frank's first big successes from his own pen, both words and music, was Slow Boat to China. In 1946, Lesser was called into a leading New York theatrical producer's office.
Oh, Frank, I want you to meet Ray Bulger.
Glad to know you, Ray. In fact, I feel I know you well, having seen you so many times on the stage in talkies.
Well, don't hold that against me. Let's still be friends. How do you do?
Not a bit, fellas. I've got an idea to do a musical based on an old stage farce. The lead is for you, Ray. The music from you, Frank.
Sounds interesting. I'd like to do a show for Ray.
Your tunes will do me, too. But tell me, what's that farce you're basing the new show on?
The most successful old comedy of all time, Charlie's Aunt.
How well Lesser and Bulger carried out their respective parts is now theatrical history. Under the title of Where's Charlie, the show ran for 2 years in New York. The hit number from the show was, of course, My Darling.
My darling, I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day. My darling, I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away.
Now all at once you kissed me.
And there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say. Except my darling, get used to that name of my darling. It's here to say. Thing I'm sane enough to say. Except
my darling,
get used to that name of my darling. It's here to stay.
Away from his professional tasks, Lesser is recognized as a family man. He is happily married and has one daughter. His many song hits have put him on Easy Street, and he spends most of his time between Hollywood and New York, and has written many songs for movie stars.
In fact, he wrote the only song Bette Davis ever sang in a talkie. They're either too young or too old.
And for a Victor Mature Lucille Ball film, he gave us A Touch of Texas,
which was written in collaboration with Jimmy McHugh. So let's have it. A Touch of Texas.
She's heading for the people. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. She's heading for the people, and here's the reason why.
Got a touch of Texas in my toes. Got too much of Texas in my toes. Oh, this place will be my ruin. Too much yippin' and yahooin'. Take me back to New York. I've got a touch of Texas in my head. Got too much of Texas in my head. Yes, the snap of my river keeps a scratching on my filler. Take me back to Times Square.
Now I see every hollow. That's how I meet in the hollow.
I've got a touch of Texas in my wool. I've got too much of Texas in my wool. I reap that bronco down in Dallas. So be careful of my callus. And take me back to New York.
I've
got a touch of Texas in my wool. I've got too much of Texas in my wool. I reap that bronco down in Dallas, so be careful of my callus and take me back.
Other lesser hits were...
I Don't Want to Walk Beside You, Baby.
I Wish I Didn't Love You So.
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
And there are many others. But possibly his best-remembered effort was his big seller of the war years. It was based on the actual words of a padre up in the front line when his troops were being hard-pressed by the Japs. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Oh,
we end the story of Frank Lesser, a songwriter who started at the bottom and reached the top. The artists reviving the events in his life were Bernie Slum, Douglas Kelly, George Randall, Michael Collins, Ormond Douglas, Joan Clark, and Max Blake. Your compere was Kevin Brennan. Orchestra and chorus under the baton of William Finn. With a Song in My Heart was produced by Alfred Potter and scripted and directed by Jack O'Hagan.